Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us on this morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. Praise the Lord, intercessors. We're going to pause just for a moment right now and see if anyone has any prayer requests before we get started on this morning.
Praise the Lord, saints. Please pray this morning for leaders, especially leaders in the body of Christ, and of course, political leaders, those that have governance over the lives of the citizens.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. Any other prayer requests?
I'm also asking for prayer for migraines and the child that is being
sick. Someone's talking, but I can't hear you.
I'm asking for prayer for migraines and headaches and just the relief of them.
Praying for migraines and headaches?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We pray
for
the time.
Child.
Go ahead.
Small business owners.
Small business owners.
Affected. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we definitely know the times that we are in. But I just believe by faith. That's why our faith is so important in this season. It is so paramount that we stay firm in what we believe, because otherwise we become subject to the system and the elements, and we don't want to become subject to those things, because even Jesus even spoke and the winds obeyed. We believe that by releasing the word of God, if we stand in faith, because he gave us that right, that charge, you can't do what you don't believe. That's why the enemy attacks your faith. You won't do what you don't believe in. You won't even go somewhere if somebody told you they were giving away something for free. If you didn't believe that that was really happening, you're not going. Your belief, do something based upon your belief. And so that's why the attack is on your belief, because if you don't believe that the power of life and death is in your tongue, you're not going to exercise your right. And you'll think, I can't do this. But God gave man dominion in the earth. He gave it to you. That's why he said, the only way I'm going to come in and heal this land is if my people pray. If my people
Amen.
Will call by my name. If
Amen.
You do something, that's the only way I'm going to heal the land. You got to say something to me, and I will do it. And so he's telling us the power and the authority that he's given to us. We have power to call him into earth. And if we don't believe it, then we'll stand by. That's why we don't want to get caught under the seducing spirit of the times. That seducing spirit of the times will make you think you have no power. You have no say-so. You have nothing in you to move anything. What you do, the power of life and death, it's in your tongue.
Hallelujah,
it's in your mouth. And when you open your mouth in faith, that's a mighty weapon, even against the elements. Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves in the earth. That's how powerful his word was over the wind. His word
Amen.
Was over the wind. Just his words was greater than the storm. Our words are greater than the plague, but if we don't believe it in us, if there is not a confidence and an assurance, we won't pray. We won't invite the Spirit of the Lord to bring it to cease and desist, to stop now, to the way it's affecting our economy, the way it's affecting our household. We've got to believe it and declare it to be so. Oh, God, at least a believer should believe it. And I don't believe until he gives me something different to believe. If he tells me to believe it won't happen, then I'll go with that. But as long as he's giving me faith to believe him, to believe that the power of life and death is in my tongue, I'm going to believe what he's persuaded me to believe. So let's, as we release our prayer this morning, somebody is in need of your faith, not just your prayer. Because sometimes we talk, but we don't believe what we're asking. So somebody is in need of your faith. They need you to believe what you're asking for. Thank you, Lord. They need you to believe what you say God can do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our global economy needs it. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Doctors and scientists, they need it right now. They are gifts. We know that the only reason why they have answers is because we prayed. So we pray for the doctors and the scientists to find the answer to this issue that man has created. Thank you, Lord, in the earth, this plague that we've created. Now we need man to come up with the answer. Thank you, Lord. So we have to pray for their intellect, their ability to understand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to pray for chemists. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that know what to put together, hallelujah, to treat this virus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's faith at work. Hallelujah. If chemists put it together, then chemists can heal it. They can get rid of it. There's an answer in the man that created this same plague. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So we're not praying for the evil mind of man. We're praying for the man of mind that wants to heal, the man of mind that wants to see deliverance and salvation come to the people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A healing in the land. A healing in the land. A healing in the land. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, not becoming subject to the times. I just want to stir you before we pray. I want you to get your mind on faith. Get your mind on the power of life and death. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The power to bring change is in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To come against the global pandemic, it's in me. It has to be in somebody to call God in. Otherwise, the Spanish flu epidemic would have took the whole earth out. Hallelujah. If not, if the answer to bring healing is not enough, then Ebola should have did it. Thank you, Lord. HIV should have took us out. Thank you, Lord. They were just as bad. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Jesus. But because somebody called the Spirit of Christ into the earth to bring healing and deliverance, thank you, Lord, those things, hallelujah, came to a halt. He's the same God. He's the same Amen. God. Thank you, Lord, that dealt with measles when we were growing up, that dealt with mumps when we were growing up, that dealt with all these other things that happened, all these other sicknesses that had the same ability to do what's being done right now. This is not the first time something like this has happened. Thank you, Lord, but there were always people of faith who understood if I reach heaven, thank you, Lord, and call heaven into the earth, thank you, Lord, change can happen. And so let's be inspired even more to pray, but more, even more so to believe what we pray, to believe that the power of life and death is in our tongue. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. He is our answer. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to get ready to move forward in our intercession this morning. We're going to ask Anjali to open us up. We'll have Sharon to follow. Pauline to follow Sharon, and then I'll come with the closeout. So we got Ashley, Sharon, Pauline, and then I will close out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stay in that 7 to 10 minute time frame this morning. Thank you, Lord. Anjali, go ahead, please.
Father, we thank you and we glorify your name this morning. God, we thank you because you are God all by yourself. We thank you, oh God, that even in this hour, oh God, we can still see that you are our answer, oh God. God, we put our trust in you this morning, oh God. Oh God, we release your spirit across this globe, oh God, that people may begin to believe in your word, believe in who you are, Father God. Turn their hearts towards you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that walls and barriers will be broken now, Father. Mental barriers, oh God. Physical barriers will be broken, Father God, in their lives, Father. in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are our answer, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that our mind is falling into alignment with your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, God, for the healing of this land, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the healing of our minds. Thank you, oh God, for the healing of the body, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the healing of our faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the healing of relationships and mending of families during this time, oh God, that are forced to talk, forced to be in spaces with one another, forced to, oh God, to come to one accord, oh God. Oh God, even though there's tragedy and calamity, oh God, we thank you for the healing of the marriage. We thank you for the child that was never home, that's home all the time. God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God, in the hidden thing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, let us not fall to the traps and the wiles of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're sending relief, oh God. We thank you how you're prophetically moving upon this earth, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, this morning we cry out for you this morning. We cry, oh God, that you release a sound across this earth, oh God, that intercessors all around the globe, oh God. We're coming to one accord, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that this morning, oh God, that the sound of prayer would be released, oh God, that the sound of warfare against the wiles of the enemy shall be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that this morning, oh God, that we shall return to our rightful places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we return to our own authorities, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for you have sent us to be gatekeepers, oh God, and so God, we stand at the gate, oh God, we stand at the gate, oh God, that nothing shall come nigh us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we take authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we take authority of our sound, we take authority of our environment, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we yield to your word this morning, for in your word, you said that you never leave us, nor forsake us. And so, God, we are trusting in you. Oh, God. Oh, God, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord, oh, God. And so this morning, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you go into our CDC, oh, God. Oh, God, this morning, oh, God, that our CDC would begin to stir brilliant minds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that formulas, oh, God, would be concocted, oh, God. Oh, God, that would bring about a relief to this earth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. But God, we stand boldly on your word, oh God, and we call this thing to cease. We speak it into the atmosphere, oh God, that we shall start seeing miraculous miracles in hospitals, oh God, that those that were set to die just today, oh God, that you reverse the curse off their life, oh God. We take authority in the realms of the spirit, oh God. We go into our hospital rooms, oh God. We go into the plural, oh God. We go into the plural, oh God, of the lungs, oh God. Oh God, for this disease shows up like pneumonia, oh God. So God, we draw out the liquids in their lungs, oh God. We draw out the water, oh God. Oh God, for the water even represents the spirit of Christ, oh God. So God, as the spirit goes in, oh God, renew the lungs, oh God. Oh God, we cause it to dry up, oh God, in the membranes, oh God, of the body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we call on your name, oh God. Oh God, because there's no one else that can but you. Oh God, this morning, oh God, that everything that comes to pass, oh God, will have your glory on it. Everything that's going to be done next, oh God, shall have resemblance of you, oh God. Oh God, this morning, you call senators and congressmen, oh God, to fall back to their knees, oh God. You call the government, oh God, to fall back to their knees, oh God. Oh God, that we're publicly hearing your name, oh God. So God, this morning, oh God, for whatever this reason may be, oh God, but we are coming back to your name, oh God. So we thank you for your name. We thank you that your name has power. We thank you that your name has authority. We thank you, oh God, that you didn't leave us, oh God, that during this time, oh God,
God, trying to ignite hysteria, oh God. We pull down the strongholds. We pull down the strong man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But God, this morning, we come back to prayer. We come back to you being our answer. We come back to knowing that you are our strength. We come back to knowing that you are our helper. In the name of Jesus, we come to take dominion of this morning. We come to stand in right standing with you. Oh God, this morning we come with a repentant heart. Oh God, for when we didn't fall on our knees, for when we didn't fall on our faith, oh God, we come just to repent, oh God. So God, continue to cover us, oh God. Continue to let the blood be over our doorposts. In the name of Jesus, let revival break out like never before. Let revival, oh God, begin to break out in our churches. Let revival begin to break out in our homes, oh God. That families will begin to worship together. Oh God, that families, oh God, would begin to sing worship. Oh God, that families would begin to pray together. Oh God, we thank you for the family, God. We thank you for all your pressing us together. In the name of Jesus, oh God, lift every heavy burden. Lift every weight, oh God, that so easily besets us. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we may not feel well in our bodies, oh God, but we know if we can get to the altar, we can find an answer. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning we lay out before you. Oh God, this morning we weep before you. Oh God, let our hearts turn to you. Let you be our answer. And we worship you and we give your name glory and honor.
Hallelujah. And we thank Thank you for allowing us, oh God, this privilege, oh God, that we can come together in your name. God, so this morning we come, God, thanking you and praising you for being God. You're the God that sits high and you're the God that looks low. And so, God, we need you to look down on us, oh God. We need you this morning to have mercy on us, oh God. We need you, oh God, to forgive us, to turn your ear to us, oh God, as we stand in the gap. We need you, oh God, this morning to be with us, oh God, to lead us and direct us and instruct us in every area of our lives. And so, God, specifically, we are calling on you for with regards to the coronavirus. Oh God, we thank you for being our sovereign God. We realize, oh God, that it may have taken us by surprise, but it wasn't a surprise to you. We thank you, oh God, that you have all power in your hands. We thank you, oh God, that you're the God that sits high and looks low. We thank you, God, that you're the ever-present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, oh God, that you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, oh God, that you have all healing power in your hands. Oh God, this morning, so we are calling on you. We're calling on you, oh God, because you're the God that answers. We're calling on you because you're the God that has all answers. Oh God, you're omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Oh God, there is nothing, God, that we need that you don't have. And so, God, we are calling on you. We're calling on you because you're a prayer answering God. We're calling on you, oh God, because you know, God, what we need before we even ask. We're calling on you, oh God, this morning. We're calling on you, oh God, because you're the God that can save. You're the God that can deliver. You're the God that can heal. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you. You're our matchless King. You're our holy God. You're the one that sits on your throne. And so, God, we are calling on you. There's no one else that has the answer. Oh, God, they would have answered. So, God, we are calling on you, oh, God, that you'll be the God to give them the answer, that you
you to be the God that gives the chemist the answer. You'll be the God that will give the doctor, oh God, the answer. You'll be the God that will sit high and give man the answer, oh God. We know that the answer lies in Jesus Christ, oh God. So we ask, oh God, that you will cause us, oh God, to look to the hills from which cometh our help. We ask in you, oh God, that you will cause us, oh God, not just for us to have to do it, but God, because we want to do it, that we will bow ourselves unto you. We will bow our knees, oh, to you, oh God. We will bow our ways, oh God, unto you. And so, God, we are calling on you. We say, oh God, you are great and you are greatly to be praised. Even in the midst of this, God, you are still great. And we look to our great God. We look to the wonderful King. We look to the God that answers by fire, oh God. We look to the God that can do anything but fail. And so, God, we ask that you would help us, oh God, those that are standing in the gap, those that intercede on behalf of your people. We're asking you, oh God, that you would help us to increase our faith, that God, our faith won't fail us during this time, that we will be able to pray the prayer of faith, oh God, that we will believe what we say, oh God, and then God, not what we see. So God, we ask that you would get in the midst of us, oh God, and help us, oh God, to believe your word, oh God. Yes, God, we know that things look bad on the outside, but we know, oh God, that we have a God that knows all things, a God that can help us in a time of trouble, a God that's so great that coronavirus, it has nothing, oh God, that will can come against you and your power. Oh, God, that corona is not a threat unto you, oh, God. And so we thank you. We bless your name, oh, God, but yet we stand in the gap. We stand in the gap, God, and we will pray until we see something happen. We'll pray, oh, God, until your hand turns, oh, God. We'll pray, oh, God, until you breathe on us, oh, God, life. Oh God, that you would breathe on us, oh God, so that we would come back alive, oh God, from the man in the White House, oh God, to the children in the schoolhouse, oh God, that our mind and our heart will be turned towards you, God, and we would say yes to your will and your way. We know, oh God, that you may not have done it, but God, you certainly allowed it. And so, God, we open up our eyes and we understand, oh God, that you are moving. Oh God, if this is a way that you are getting man to see that you are the great and true and living God, we say and confess, oh God, we confess for those that have not confessed, oh God, that you are the God that sits high, oh God, on the throne, and you are the God that has all power in your hands, and our Lord and our Savior is Jesus Christ. We confess for them, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on those, oh God, that have been affected by this virus. We ask, oh God, that deaths would cease, oh God. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, those that are innocent, the first responders, oh God, the doctors and the nurses, we are lifting them up to you, oh God, those that work in the hospital. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, those that have to still deliver the mail, those that still have to go to work, oh God, because they are the essential organizations, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for your people, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we would look to you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that there would be deliverance, oh God, in the land, healing in the land, salvation will be found in the land on this earth, oh God. We thank you, oh God. These are prayers that we prayed, oh God, that you would penetrate the earth, oh God, that you would get your glory, oh God, that you would stand up in us. And so, God, help us, oh God, to endure this, oh God, as you get your glory. For we realize that all things, oh God, lead back to you getting your glory. And so, God, we don't understand everything, but God, we know that you do, for you're the only wise God. You are the true and the living God. You're the God that has all knowledge and all power in your hands. And so, God, we turn to you. Help us not to turn to each other, oh God, but God, help us to turn to you. And God, help us not to be stiff-necked and stubborn about it. God, we know that once man hurry up and turn to you, you can do what you need to do with us, oh God. Oh God, so we even pray for our president, oh God, who is stiff-necked, oh God, and disobedient to you and your word. Oh God, who is self-centered, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would bring down every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of your truth, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would deliver him, oh God, that your people may be delivered. We ask, oh God, that those in Congress, oh God, the House of Representatives, oh God, will come together, oh God, and make decisions that are wise and godly and true for all. Oh God, we help, oh God, that there won't be division, that those that are poor won't get what they need, but those that are rich will get everything. We pray, oh God, even for the stimulus. We pray, oh God, that man does not think that man will give them a relief. But God, we know that it's only you that's bringing, will bring a relief. And so, God, we ask, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would be God. We confess, oh God, before you now, knowing, oh God, that you hear the cries of your people, knowing, oh God, that you are seeking for such to stand in the gap, knowing, oh God, that you're saying that we have not because we ask not. Oh God, we are asking you this morning that you would be with us in every area of this situation. Oh God, we ask that you would be God. Oh God, we rise up this morning and we call your name loud, oh God. We say, Abba Father. We say, Holy God. Oh God, we need you to be the healer. We say the healer, oh God. We ask that we call on the advocate. We need, oh God, you to stand in the gap for us. Oh God, we need, oh God, those that healer, oh God, and deliverer. Oh God, we are calling on every attribute of you to be, oh God, the, what we need in our life on today. Holy Spirit, be with us, oh God. Rest, rule, and abide with us. Lead us and guide us. Teach us, oh God, what to say, and God, teach us what not to say. Help us not to speak, oh God, discord, oh God, not to speak death, but God, to speak life. Oh God, help us, oh God. Teach us to rethink, oh God. Bind our mind to the mind of Christ. Oh God, help us, oh God. Help us to hold on to hope. Help us, oh God, to be positive. Help us, oh God, to be, oh God, to sit still and know that you are God, oh God. And we pray for those that are elderly, oh God, that you would be with them during this time of solitude, oh God, and isolation. God, we pray this morning that you would raise up, oh God, a spirit of hope in them, that you would give them what they need, oh God, that nobody would go hungry, oh God, and no one would die of loneliness. We pray for these things, and we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the only name that really matters, the name above every other name, the name, oh God, that we confess is Lord and Savior. Savior unto us and this world. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we honor you this morning. God, we come, Lord God, this morning, and we say, Lord God, like the songwriter, thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to us, all along life's pilgrim journey, Savior. Oh, God, Jesus, walk, Lord God, let us walk close to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this morning we come before the throne of grace, God, because you bid us to come. And you say, God, if we come boldly, we're going to find grace to help in time of need. And God, you say in the day of trouble, when we call, you're going to answer. And so, God, here we are this morning, God, calling on your name. Father God, we thank you this morning for life, God, the Zoe life in God. Oh, God, Jesus, God, we have been here before. God, Lord God, we remember not too long ago when we went through 9/11, God, how we felt, God, as a nation, as a people, God, throughout the world. And we could not imagine how such a thing could have happened. And so, God, you helped us, God. And, Lord God, we recover and then some. And then, God, all of a sudden, we started going back to the ways that we once were accustomed to, God. And we forgot the God that brought us through and brought us over. And then in the 2008 crash, God, Lord God, Jesus, we turned to you. And, God, you helped us. And suddenly, God, when we felt that everything returned to normal and our money was right, then God, we forget you again. Oh my God, God, here we are again. And so God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to have mercy on us. God, have mercy on us, Lord God, especially those who are in leadership. Leadership in the home, leadership in our churches, God, leadership in the nations. Oh, Father God, have mercy. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to speak to pastors and leaders all over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, that are subjected to hear the voice of God. Father God, Lord God, we pull our children from the church house, God, and we have them doing crafts, and we call it children's church. God, we have entertainers in the house of God, and we don't have true worship anymore because we don't want the people to be bored. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to remember those leaders, God. Talk to them, God. God, some things have to be rewritten, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, have mercy this morning. Oh, God, Jesus, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will speak, God, expressly. Oh, God, nowadays in many of our church houses, God, in the local assemblies, God, when we give a testimony, if we give a testimony, we don't talk about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We don't talk about how God kept us. We don't talk about how he kept us from the thieves and the robbers and the rapists that were in our neighborhood, in our vicinity. Oh, my God, Jesus, we talk about cars and houses and money. And so, God, now you've got our attention. Oh, my God, Jesus, we put our heads in the books, Lord God, secular textbook. And my God, Jesus, we can study for hours unended, but God, we don't read the word. Oh, God, seldom do we even study the word of God for an hour. My God, Jesus, God, help us. Help us to return. God, you say, if your people, you're not talking about the unbelievers, God, you're talking about the household of faith. If your people, oh my God, Jesus, will turn from our wicked ways. And God, it's wicked, Lord God, to deny your presence. It's wicked, Lord God, to not read the word. It's wickedness, Lord God, Jesus, to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, God, and act like God, like you're not God. Oh my God, Jesus, sometimes we feel it's a role reversal. Oh God, Jesus, when we think that we are God. Oh my God, but God, it was so often, God, you've got to shake us, because, God, now you've got the world's attention. Oh, my God, because the degrees we were studying for, God, now they can't help us. Oh, God, so literally now we got to look to you, the very author and finisher of our faith. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ this day, God, oh, God, to step into the atmosphere even now
And God, regulate some stuff. Oh my God, Jesus. God, we've abandoned you for places and things and people. And now, God, this thing, we can't even, Lord God, socially, God, we can't even talk to people anymore. Oh my God, because God, we ought to talk to you. Oh God, Jesus, God, we pull on your anointing this morning. And God, we ask you to intervene and to intercede this morning. Father God, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are a God, Lord God, who is a jealous God. And God, when we substitute relationship with you, God, for relationship with things, relationship with money, relationship with other people, God, you have a way of getting in the midst, oh God, and rewriting that wrong. So God, we look to you, God, the very author and finisher of our faith this morning. And God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will hear from heaven, God. God, that you're going to forgive our sins, God. And you're going to heal the land. Oh, God, Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, we pull on you this morning, God. God, no other help we know. Oh, God, Jesus, wherever shall we go from your presence? God, if we make a bed in hell, you are there. Oh, God, if we go to the utmost ends of the earth, you are there. Oh, my God, Jesus, you say we ought to fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus this morning, God, for those who are suffering, God, from sicknesses and diseases, God. Oh, God, including, God, the coronavirus. God, have mercy. God, remember your remnant, God, those that have been afflicted and affected by the disease, that, God, this sickness will not be unto death. God, walk through the atmosphere this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we pull on your anointing this morning. Oh, God, Jesus, God, be Jehovah Rapha. Remember the allergy sufferers even now. Oh, my God, those that suffer from headaches, God, and other sicknesses, God, have mercy. Have mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. God, remember the business owners, God, the small business owners, God. My God, Jesus, that their businesses now are on the brink of bankruptcy, God, and closings. God, have mercy this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus. God, we pull on you this morning. God, no other help we know. God, we ask you to come by here, God. Come see about us, God. Oh, Father God, remember those this morning. We pray especially those, Lord God, that are contemplating suicide this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus. God, we pray for those who are locked behind doors this morning, God, with their abusers, God, the mothers, the children, God, who have been terrorized by their dads and their husbands, God, that were supposed to affirm them, God, that they terrorized them, they beat their children and their wives. Oh, God, but now they can't go out. And God, Jesus, they're locked in a house, God, with an abusive spouse. God, in the name of Jesus, we send the Holy Ghost their way this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak to the spirit of suicide this morning. We bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ. We say the death of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ be against you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you this morning. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we ask you this morning to go see about them this morning. God, go see about those that are manning the suicide hotlines this morning. Holy Ghost, you can go. God, we can't lock you out. We've locked you out of other spaces and places, but God, we cannot lock you out. God, you're the God that walks through walls. You're the God that walks on waters. And so, God, we invoke your presence this morning. Walk in the atmosphere, God, on every continent this morning. Walk up and down, God, in homes this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, we look to you, God. Oh, God, we look to you even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Oh, God, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that God, healing will be our portion. God, God, who is Jehovah Rapha this morning, Jehovah Adonai this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, thou Son of David, yes, have mercy on us. Son of the living God, we ask you this morning. Oh, God, Jesus, we need your help this morning. This is a 911 emergency to heaven. Oh, God, unleash the forces brought from heaven to do battle on our behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. God, no other help we know. Oh, God, Jesus. And God, we look unto you, God, the very author and finisher, God, of our faith. God, we thank you this morning. And God, we ask you, God, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to rest, God, rule and remain with us. Abide with us, God, in the name of Jesus. Abide with us, God, abide with us. God, don't leave us. God, don't leave us. Oh, my God, Jesus, God, deliver us from evil. God, whoever the orchestrators, God, of this disease is, God. Whether, God, it was a bioweapon, whatever it was. Oh, my God, this is some kind of evil. And so, God, we ask you, God, to deal treacherously with them. Oh, my God, Jesus, God, uncover this thing. Oh, God, the source of this thing. But, God, when it's all said and done, God, help us to remember the God of heaven. Help us to remember it is you that kept us. It is you, God, Jesus, that healed us. It is you, God, that protected us, God, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we thank you and we praise you. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to cover your people. Cover us, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare over our lives, God, no weapon that's formed against us shall ever prosper. And God, Jesus, that sickness and disease will never be our portion. Oh, my God, and we thank you and we praise you. And God, we worship you, God. Oh, my God, we look to you, God, and we give you all the glory, all the praise. Oh, God, that is due to your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallowed be your name this morning. Oh, God, we say amen and amen. God, it is so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Jesus, that's a praise to continue. Come on, let's just give him glory right there. We need to continue that praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Jesus, bless your name, oh God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus, for without faith, it is impossible
Jesus.
To please God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
You,
Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We believe
yes,
you,
Lord.
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
we
Lord.
Believe
the
you,
of
God.
Faith this morning.
Stand on
Jesus,
the word, oh God.
The atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, being released over the airwaves.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless
hallelujah
your name,
for
oh
the
God.
Cloud. Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus,
a faith and a God. Hallelujah. That is
thank
able
you,
to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
Knowing there is nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah, Jesus, knowing if we call, he's going to answer. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Demonstrate your power in the earth. Oh, God, oh, God, demonstrate your power, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes. All right, God,
Jesus.
As you come against the wiles of the enemy, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God. Hey, my
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
All right, God,
thank
greater
you,
than
Jesus.
Any disease, greater than any plague. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hey, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Come on. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. All right, God is greater.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sound of faith. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Uncompromised.
Hallelujah.
In our stand. Hallelujah. Unwavering. And what we believe our God is able to do. Hallelujah. If he's destined to it, he's still able. Hallelujah. He is the God of salvation. He is the God. Strong and mighty in battle. He is the God of all creation. He is God, and besides him, there is no other. There is nothing
Jesus.
Too hard for our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's not limited by man's high find man concoction and things they come up with. There is no biochemical greater than our God. There is no plague, there is no disease that is greater than His. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the name of God alone is a strong tower. Hallelujah. And the righteous run to it, and in it they find safety. We stand in faith this morning, stand believing. Oh, that our God would do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Somebody needs you to, hallelujah, release your faith this morning, hallelujah. Somebody needs your faith today, hallelujah. Somebody household, hallelujah. I need a breakthrough this morning. They need a breakthrough in their finances, a breakthrough in their body, a breakthrough in their mind. Oh, when the righteous cry, the Lord hears and delivers. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous man availeth much. He's still listening. Hallelujah. And to our prayer that we bless him this morning. And so we stand in the gap this morning. Nobody deserves the goodness of the Lord, but yet he gives it. If he were to mark iniquity, who would be able to stand? But I thank God for the righteous cry of the believer that stands. Hallelujah. In intercession on this morning to call on the name of the Lord. But somebody is in trouble. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That our predecessors taught us. Oh, God, come by, Jesus. Somebody, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come by, Lord. Come by, Lord. Somebody is standing in need. Somebody is hurting, God. Hallelujah. Come by. Come by here, Lord. Come by, God, and deliver. Come by, Lord, and heal. Come by, Lord, and save. Come by, Lord, and see about us. Oh, God, somebody, Lord, God needs you. And God, we're asking you to come by. Come by and touch. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we know we don't deserve it. Oh, God, for our own righteousness is as a filthy rash. Oh, God, hallelujah. But you've been gracious to humanity. You've been gracious to a man that forsook you. You've been gracious to a man that was an enemy to you. For you commended your love towards us, hallelujah, while we were yet sinners. Oh, God, you died for us. Oh, God, scarcely for a righteous man should one die. But God, you died for us while we were enemies to the cross. Oh, God, while we opposed what you stood for, while we opposed your coming, you still died. Oh, God, and we bless your name this morning. We call on you this morning, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for as long as we remain, there is still a hope. Oh, God, for you still love, oh, God. Oh, God, the unrighteous man forsake his ways, and the evil man is thought, and let him return. Ah, God, you've given us a way to return. You've given us a way of an escape, for there is no temptation unto us, which is not common unto man.
Yes.
But in every temptation, you have made a way of an escape, that we might be able to bear it. Oh,
yes.
God, there is a way out. Oh, God, and we call on that name, Jesus, our advocate, our mediator. Our nation needs Jesus to stand for us. He is our chief intercessor. We call on that name, for you said if we ask anything in that name, it shall be given. Jesus, pardon us, oh God, as a nation that has forsook, oh God, your statutes. God, that have walked away from your precepts. Father, forgive us and have mercy. Oh God, thank you. For you even told us, ask your believers, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we're in you. Hallelujah. Ah, God, have mercy on us. Have mercy, oh Son of David. Have mercy on us, Lord. Oh, today we pull on the mercies of God. I am under shame. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
God, well, you told us to take heed how we stand, lest we fall. My God, God, we don't come in pride, but we come in humility this morning, knowing, oh, God, that we need you. You are our Ebenezer. You are our place of strength. You are our rock of help, and we need you today. Oh, God.
Jesus, oh God, to do in us what no other power can do, to help us, oh God, to abandon, oh God, places, oh God, that we know we need to walk away from, oh God, to
Jesus.
Turn away, oh God,
yes,
from
Lord.
Evil deeds and evil actions, to turn away, oh God,
Jesus.
Oh God, from
yes,
the desire
Lord.
Of our flesh. Father, we confess there are cravings in us. Oh God, there are inclinations, but you know it. You know us, God. That's why you provided a way. Oh God, you know that in our flesh dwells no good thing. And so, God, this morning, we're calling on the God that knows us inside and out, Father. And we're saying, wash us, Jesus. Wash us, oh God. Wash us, God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Jesus. Oh God, deliver us from ourselves, oh God. Have mercy on us. Oh God, we bring ourselves to the altar, Father, the place of slaughter and the place of sacrifice. We call on our Redeemer. We call you, Jesus, our Jehovah Tiskanu, the God who is our righteousness. We call on you this morning, Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies us. Oh God, thank you for sanctifying us. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is true. Let the word wash us. Let turn. Let the word charge us. Oh God, have mercy. We repent, God. We repent, God. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we have a conscious turn. We consciously turn away from what
yes,
we know to
Lord.
Be wrong.
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God, have mercy. Oh God, in our conscience. Oh God, we know. Oh God, that we have failed you. Oh God, hallelujah. And we thank you, our God, that our conscience has not been seared with a hot iron. Oh God, that you've not given us over. Oh God, to our own desires. Oh
Jesus.
God, that you have not left us in our sin to die. But God, you've given us a way out. We thank God for
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. He is our answer. Oh Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy this morning. It's the mercies of God we need. Oh Jesus, deliver.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're calling on that name, Jesus. Oh God, give us what we need to break out of where we are. Hey God, every spiritual prison, every prison of mind, every prison of our emotions, deliver us from it today. Deliver us, Lord, from the things that have us bound. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we're crying loud. Hey, God, we're crying loud. Hey, God. Hey, God, you need to release your Shabbat this morning. Release your will and your travail. When we know not how to pray, as we are the Spirit, make an intercession. Sessions with for us. We're moaning and groaning. Oh God, there's a moan. Oh God, there's a groan in us. Ah God, we don't even know how to pray for the condition of our nation, for our personal condition, for the state that we're in now. Ah, our spirit makes intercession. Ah God, hey Jesus. Oh God. Oh God, help.
God.
Oh, God, we're with our words. We're with our words, Jesus. Oh, we know if we need you. Oh, we know if God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need you to deliver, hallelujah.
Yes, God, make haste to deliver.
Hey, God. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, our soul cries out. You are our anchor. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you are our anchor. You are our answer. Jesus, we cry out as a people. We cry out, Lord. Oh, God, deliver, 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 Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father, where shall we go from your presence? If we ascend into the heavens, you're there. If we make our bed in hell, you're there. Oh, God, Jesus. There's no way around you. God, everywhere we look, we run into you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. God, you're there, Jesus. Oh,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Now we find ourselves in a place that no one can deliver from but you. Oh,
yes.
Glory.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we find
Hallelujah.
Ourselves, oh God, in a battle that nobody can deliver
Jesus.
Us from but you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're finding ourselves fixed in a place, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, God, what we need the Lord of hosts.
Oh,
we need Jehovah Shabbat.
Oh,
God,
get
out your shit.
Jesus, yes.
Thank you,
for hearing our cry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
For his deliverance.
Hallelujah.
He is the God that delivers.
Amen. Amen.
His ear is not so heavy that it cannot hear. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
He's so righteous.
Thank you.
When you cry, I hear. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's what I promise you, Jesus. And I deliver you out of all of your troubles, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
Thank
his
you.
Response. That's his promise. When the righteous cry, the Lord hears him and delivers
yes.
him. Hallelujah. He promised me deliverance. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He promised to deliver me. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. When I cry, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for
Jesus.
The cry of the righteous. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Meet us in our cry.
Jesus.
Make haste to deliver.
Jesus.
Madoria de la Bohosa came by so tall, Randabohosa. Oh, God, Yanda de la Bohosa came by so tall, Randabohosa.
Jesus.
Search us, oh God. Come on, don't you? And know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. See if there be any evil and wicked way in us, God. Hiya, Mandosha. Cleanse us, Lord, and lead us into the way of everlasting. Lead us. You are our shepherd. You are our Jehovah Rohan. Lead us. I thank you for the leading.
Jesus.
I thank you that we're not like sheep without a shepherd. You are our good shepherd. Oh, God, and we follow your voice. We follow your voice. Hey, my Lord, say
in the name
say
of
my
Jesus.
So know my voice.
Hallelujah.
They will not follow. Oh, God, thank you for drawing us.
Thank
for
you.
No man come to you except
thank
you
Lord.
Draw him. Thank you for drawing us. Thank you for God.
Thank
you
for the power
of identity through the drawing
Hallelujah.
Of the spirit. You are defining who we are. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Are you
yes,
and you told us to draw nigh unto you, and you will draw nigh unto us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for defining us. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you. Hey, clear my soul.
Jesus.
Oh, God. All we have is the travail. All we have is our
Jesus.
Own God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
Jesus.
You got to step out of the place in the natural. It cannot
Jesus.
And step into your spiritual position. It cannot also to my eye.
You cannot
also to accept the change that is needed in the earth. It cannot so. You can't do it in the place where you are.
There is a divine positioning we have to move into. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We've got to step into it. We've got to step into our place. Hallelujah. Shift into position. Hallelujah. 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 Well, position. The oil flows.
Hallelujah.
Like it flows from Aaron's head down to his beard, down to his garments.
Yes.
The oil flows when we're in position. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stay in alignment. Hallelujah. Stay in your assigned place. And the oil flows. Ha, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be able to stretch out.
Hallelujah.
Stretch out in this place.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And even as he was able to say with Moses, stretch out. What is that in your hand? Stretch it out. Stretch out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're in his presence, you receive instruction. When you're in his presence, he'll tell you how to accomplish what he has assigned you to do. But you can only get it when you're in his presence. And he uses the foolish thing to confound the wise. In his presence, he spoke to Moses' rod. What is that in your hand? Hallelujah. He'll show you how great he is. Hallelujah. By using something as small as a rod. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Jesus.
I'll show you I called you. I'll show you that you've been chosen from the foundation of the world by simply using what's in your hand. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we bless him for it.
And we
honor him. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. Continue to walk in obedience. Whatever he gives you to do, do it for obedience. Is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Just because you
give,
but you don't obey, you still miss it.
Yes.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm.
Obey the Lord's instructions.
if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I bless him.
Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Help us to obey. Help us to obey.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to go
in.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Lord, obey your voice.
Yes.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
That we will obey you in times like this.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for obedience is better than sacrifice.
Jesus.
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 Jesus, we've got to obey what he tells us to do. Hallelujah.
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 Obey the Lord's instructions. I'd rather obey God than man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I don't know, but that song is ringing because I hear God, trust and obey, for there
yes,
is
hallelujah.
No other way
Jesus.
To be happy in Jesus. You got to trust and obey.
Hallelujah.
Trust and obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Those
hallelujah.
Old songs of Zion, we don't sing
yes.
anymore. But just trust and obey, for there is
Jesus.
No other way. To be,
yes.
happy in Jesus.
To be happy in
I
Jesus.
I must trust
yes.
and obey.
Trust and
Jesus.
Obey.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The generation of Jesus. They don't know
Jesus.
These songs. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The songs that bring us through and bring us over.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I must trust.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We trust you, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. God, we love you. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're in a posture of waiting, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For him to show himself.
Yes, Lord.
And I just believe that he will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. When you look at a nation that almost looks like it's going to be shut up all the way through the summer, when you look at what? Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yes,
when
Lord.
You look out. If this doesn't show you that you're not in control, I don't know what will.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord.
If this doesn't show man that times and seasons are not in our hands,
yes.
What is it going to take?
Hallelujah.
One word can stop it all. One word from heaven can stop everything. Ha, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, glory to God. Woo, glory.
Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah.
All he did was wake up and say, peace be still. But, oh,
hey,
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we honor him today. Thank the Lord for
you,
saints of God, for taking your time. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's something someone needs to share before we close out, but I feel led to ask if there is something that anyone needs to share before we close out this call. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I just feel heavy in my spirit that the Lord is saying that we need to break bread. That the wine doesn't heal us, but the symbolism of the communion of the Lord's Supper is what we need to be doing at this time. It reminds us of the death of Jesus and even the resurrection of Jesus, that we need to participate in breaking of bread, even if we do it privately, that we need to do it.
Jesus, Lord. Amen. 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 I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello.
Time of communion. Thank you, Lord. We bless him for that.
Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you.
I also feel literally between my early morning, 3 a.m., and today, that was the exact same thing that the Lord had given me. So just to hear her say about the communion just kind of blew my mind a little bit. That is definitely in alignment with the word of the Lord. But 3 a.m. this morning, that's what he was saying, is that not just to have communion, but to commune with me. And so I just stayed up until he released me to sleep. But definitely, and I can tell the difference in just the shifting of how he's moving this morning. That from weeks past, even to yesterday, the burden that was being carried to what I'm even sensing now through him. And through this time of prayer that we've had today, I literally feel as if shackles have been broken, and that, like, I feel like at any moment we're seeing on CNN how, like, all these hundreds of people are going to be instantly healed, and they're not going to understand why, like, the treatment or whatever has just worked, because I believe that this time of prayer has literally reached heaven. But I heard him say that this morning, so I'm so happy to hear someone else, you know, mention that, because he said specifically to commune with him during this time. And the communion is literally the breaking of our flesh and the sacrifice that he gave for us. So if he can do that for us, we have to honor that. So I just wanted to kind of piggyback on what you already stated.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to Isaiah 55:7. As we're praying for this nation, and we're praying for God to move. Remember Isaiah 55:7, it says, let the wicked man forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. So even as we pray for them, Jesus, we pray that they forsake their ways and their thoughts, hallelujah, and let them return to the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And he will freely pardon.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. He will freely pardon.
Hallelujah. And oftentimes people talk about the Old Testament, and they say, well, that's the law. We're not under law until you have received grace. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Until you have received Jesus Christ, the grace that's given to him, the exit from the law is Jesus. Otherwise, that's where you are. That's what's judging us, is the law. Thank you, Lord. Freedom from the law is grace. And if they've not received the grace of Jesus Christ, then everything in the law is what they have. You have to receive him to be free from the law. So while they're in the law, they've got to do this. They've got to turn to grace. Hallelujah. They need to receive him so he can pardon them. They can't just want to be healed. Hallelujah. They got to come into grace. Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
He'll freely pardon when they turn.
Yes.
Turn what? Turn from their way to his way. Turn to his exodus, which is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's your exit out of the law. That's the only way out of the penalty of the law. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but
yes,
the
but
gift
of God is eternal
life.
Through
Jesus
Christ
the Lord.
Huh? Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. That is why we must share the gospel.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we bless him for that this morning. Again, thank you for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We bless the Lord. Thank God for the spirit of agreement that has been on this line. Those who understand the only way out is through him.
knowing we got to sit at his feet. We have to humble ourselves and call on him for help.
Jesus.
And knowing he hears us, thank you for your spirit of agreement. Thank you for knowing we can't do it. All we're doing is asking the one who can. Our prayers
Jesus.
Within itself does not heal. His answer to our prayer heals.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. So we can be eloquent, say all the right words, but if he doesn't answer, all of it is in vain.
My God.
If he doesn't respond. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for responding. God bless you. Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Until next week, God bless you.
God bless you.